Myron Keyes. Mike. Met him in the fifth grade. He came to Phoenix Hebrew Academy when I was attending there also, and he only stayed for a half a year. And the other girls, they could have their Jeremy Burgers and their Michael Bayers, but no. Mike was the guy for me. He really got me. He got that I was smart and strong, but also vulnerable. I used to call him at night sometimes and pretend like I was having problems with homework so that I could talk to him. I remember one particular day in class where it just really became clear to me how much I loved him. Phoenix Hebrew Academy is a very small school. There were 20 kids in my class, and I mean in the fifth grade class of Phoenix Hebrew Academy, there were 20 children. And we were split up during math class into levels. And I was the baby of four. So I had older siblings, and I also loved math. And so I was in the higher group of math, and we're sitting in our math circle, and I remember vividly that we were going over the nines times tables, even though I already knew how to find for variables. Yeah, I know, right? And so we're doing the nines times tables, and I'm so excited because I had figured out a nines times tables trick all on my own, and I wanted to share, which is whatever number you multiply to nine, then you take one number less than that, and that's the first number in the answer, and then whatever adds up to nine with that is the second number in the answer. So like 9 times 8, one number less is 7. Plus 2 is 9. 72 is the answer. Yeah, I figured that out all by myself, and I was so excited. And I'm like, does anybody know any math tricks for nines? And I'm like, raising my hand. I'm so excited, and I didn't get called on. And then they showed the math trick, and then they're like, anybody know any other math tricks for nines? And I'm like, I do. Because I knew the one with the hands, you know, where it's like 9 times 6, and you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on your hands, and then you have 5 on one hand and 4 on the other, and the answer's 54. It's so exciting. I love math. And I'm raising my hand, and I'm getting so excited. And I didn't get called on, and it was just, oh, this is the trick. And then we started doing the calculations that 9 times 2, and I'm raising my hand, I'm going ballistically excited in my chair, and I'm squirming, and I'm just not getting called on, but I am getting pissed off. So I have attention deficit disorder, which wasn't diagnosed until 2009 when I was studying for the bar. I graduated law school in 2008 in December, and I started studying for the bar right at the new year. And I'd made two New Year's resolutions that year. The first was to quit drinking coffee, and the second was to quit smoking, because there's nothing like quitting your vices when you're under the most stress in your life. I was having trouble studying for the bar because of this, or because it was the bar, and because of everything. And I was having so much trouble concentrating, and books would be stacked around me, and I couldn't study. I was getting scared. And so one day on my way to work, because, you know, if you're really stressed out and quit your vices, you should also be working full-time while studying for the bar. On my way to work, like the voice of God, but sounding more like Howie Mandel, from the radio I hear, these are the symptoms for ADD. Do you have ADD? And I was like, oh my God, I have those symptoms. What do I do? And Howie's like, go to your computer and take this online test. And I'm like, okay, Howie, as soon as I get to work, I'll do it. And I got to work, and I took the test, and I got like 150 out of 100. Which I hoped was a precursor for how I was going to do on the bar. And it turned out I had ADD. So I got diagnosed by a psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist put me on methamphetamines, which are uppers. And I'm like, really? Have you met me? Why are you giving me speed? And he goes, that's what helps ADD. And I'm like, coffee and cigarettes. So I still didn't do the coffee and cigarettes. Well, maybe I did a little bit, but whatever. I eventually quit. That's not the point. So I got on the medication, and I'm thinking to myself, hey, you know, and I did pass the bar. I was able to study. Thank you. Although I'm not a lawyer, so you can applaud for that as well. But it got me thinking, like, all these times in my life, when, if I'd been diagnosed as a child, maybe things would have gone better. Maybe in third grade, I wouldn't have thrown my glasses in the general direction of Mrs. Bjorkenstrand when she pissed me off. And maybe during that math circle when I got pissed off, I wouldn't have stood up and said, "Fuck you," and ran out of the room after throwing my chair. Maybe. And so there I was in the bathroom, and I'm putting ice water on my face and calming myself down, and I waited for the recess bell to ring, and I went back to the classroom to face the wrath. And I opened the door, and there he was, Mike. And he looks at me and he says, "Hadass, are you okay?" And I said, "Yes, Mr. Keys, I'm fine." And he said, "Hadass, I really appreciate how grown up you acted when you got really upset and you just left the room, but next time, please don't say fuck you. Also, don't throw chairs. Also, I want you to know that the reason I don't call on you isn't because I don't think you know the answer. It's because I know you know the answer, and I need to teach these other kids that they know the answer too. So the reason I'm not calling on you is because I know how smart you are." And I was like, "Thanks." And that's why I fell in love with him.